punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. G'day, Friday. It is Friday all day long. Hope everybody came out safely last night. Quite a storm rolled through Texas and actually biggest part of Oklahoma, except for the very northeastern and the southwestern part of the state down in the very corner, southwest corner. Quite a bit of damage in Perryton. Thoughts and prayers go out for those folks to the west of us. Last I understood, three people didn't make it and a couple were missing. That's the last I heard. Downtown looked like it was just totally destroyed. The fronts of buildings leaning out in the streets. And one of the guys this morning showed me a picture of a friend from that has the Napa store in Perryton. It was pretty bad. So anyway, again, thoughts and prayers for the people in Perryton. Tornadoes was rotations on the ground. Everything was going everywhere. I don't know, up by Arnett or out by Higgins, they had one. Pampa had one. There was some rotation here in Oklahoma. I don't know all the specifics on all the tornadoes. I didn't have time to look it all up before the show started here this morning. But anyway, we lots of rain, lots of hail. I had damage to my crops. I know other folks did too. So hopefully everything turns out good. Got some good rain out of it. I had almost 1.3 at my house. It was a little over an inch and a quarter. And had some friends in Roger Mills County said they got 0.4, and some people in eastern Roger Mills County got 0.75 to 1 inch. And anyway, we had some good rains, but that was a pretty crazy storm that came through. And what else was there? DVD. Did anybody, the text line's open, 580-225-9697. Did anybody have any DVD size hail around their place? I know just across the river from me to the west of me, they had some baseball size hail. We had golf ball size hail at our house. And, but this DVD deal, these weather people will do anything for ratings. But talking with Ashley and Jen at Southbound this morning, we have we come up with the next new generation of hail size. We're going to go with pancakes, whether it be Ashley makes her smaller than Jen, so we're probably going to have two different sizes of hail size deal. But anyway, we're going to go with pancakes. Hopefully we don't ever have a storm like that again. But it's western Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle. You know we're going to. But, man, just a lot of hail damage in eastern Texas Panhandle, western Oklahoma in the last couple weeks with these storms. We got another round coming up tomorrow. And they don't talk like it'll be as bad as yesterday. Thank goodness. Anyway, and then my last comment before I give you some update on temperatures in western Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle. Big shout out to Mr. Ray over there at Canute. He was bragging on social media last night about he was glad the Canute split happened last night along I-40. Just so you guys understand, he's been on social media the last 3-4 months bragging, or not bragging, but whining about, you know, the Canute split happening over there and they're not getting a lot of rain over there a couple months ago, and then they started getting some rain finally. And then, I mean, he was pretty much just kind of almost made me get a box of Kleenexes out hearing him talk about they're not getting their rain a couple months ago. But he was just talking about last night, bragging how he was happy the Canute split happened, probably for good reason with all this hail and stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Ray about bragging on the Canute split and it happening last night. So next round of rain that comes through that doesn't have hail and it's dry over there, you guys go see Ray, because he was the one bragging that it happened last night. It split around Canute. Okay, let's go on with the show. 78 degrees at Hollis, 74 at Cheyenne, 75 at Arnett, 75 at the May Ranch. Lahoma, 80 degrees, 74 at Beaver, and 74 at Goodwill. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, we got 74 at Lipson, 74 at Miami, 74 at McLean, 76 at Wellington. Down here at Odell, it is 84 degrees. South of Altus there. Also, I seen combines rolling yesterday. I'm sure for the most part, they're probably not rolling, too many people rolling today because of all the rain and stuff going on. But yeah, I'm just curious if anybody's listening that was combining yesterday, if they wouldn't mind texting in what their weights are looking like and protein and as far as your harvest amount per acre, if you don't mind. I won't say your name on the show, but I'd like just to hear some amounts going on. I want to do a wheat harvest update here after the show today, and for our Paragon News, Jared Athan, and I'd like to get some numbers for out there. I'd appreciate it. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our ag world. Soybean and grain futures were higher in overnight trading as dry weather persists in parts of the U.S. Corn Belt. About 49% of Iowa was suffering from drought conditions this week, the U.S. according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. That's up from 32% a week earlier and only 7.4% 3 months ago. So that's quite a difference in 1 week, 17%. Some 65% of Illinois was seeing drought, up from 50% the previous week and 0% 3 months ago. 75% of Nebraska was under drought conditions, which is actually an improvement from 80% the previous week and 99% 3 months ago. Crop stress is expected in about half of the Midwest, mostly north, in the next week, Commodity Weather Group said in a note to its clients. Showers are forecast for the western Midwest through the weekend, but will be reduced in the southeast heading into the next week. Prices are also rising after Argentina's grain exchange again lowered its forecast for production in the South American country. Output now in Argentina is projected at 20.5 million metric tons, down from a previous outlook of 21.5 million tons, so that's 1.5 million tons less. Drought hit crops hard in Argentina through most of the growing season. Soybeans for July delivery jumped 18 cents to 13.10 and a quarter overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $6.10 to $3.89.90 a short ton, and soybean oil added 0.74 cents to $57.19. Corn futures gained 8.5 pennies to 583 a bushel. Wheat futures rose 6 cents to 678.75 in Chicago, while Kansas City was up 7.75 to 816.5 a bushel. Export sales of corn and beans both gained week to week, according to data from the United States Department of Agriculture. Corn sales in the 7 days that ended on June 8 rose 58% to 273,000 metric tons. Japan was a big buyer at 173,000 tons, followed by Mexico at 157,000 tons, and Colombia at 113. Honduras even bought 60,000 tons, and Guatemala purchased 19,600 tons of corn. The total would have been much higher, but an unnamed country canceled cargoes of 279,500 metric tons. Corn exports fell 4% to 1.19 million tons. Soybean sales surged to 478,000 metric tons last week, more than double the prior week. Spain took 218,000 tons. Unknown destination bought 92,000 tons. Mexico was in for 86,000. Indonesia, 31,000. Japan took 20,000 tons from U.S. supplies. Exports for the week fell 43% to 141,300 tons. Wheat sales were reported for their first full week of 23-24 marketing year. This started on June 1st, was reported at 165,000 metric tons. Mexico got 47,000 of that, Vietnam 42,000, Chile took 30,000, Philippines purchased 26,000, and Ecuador bought 20,000. Colombia nixed shipments of 10,000 tons, unnamed country canceled 8,000 tons of cargo, and Honduras scrapped about an order for 6,000. Exports of the U.S. wheat for the week totaled 249,700 metric tons, according to the USDA. Air quality is expected to be low in southern Minnesota and eastern half of Iowa today as smoke from the Canadian fires continue. In eastern Iowa, the smoke will likely cause problems in sensitive groups, including those people with lung diseases, including asthma and heart disease. Flood watches have been issued for parts of eastern Colorado and counties in western Kansas this morning due to excessive rainfall in the area. Storms will move slowly across the Front Range of the Colorado today into the plains, where heavy rain is in the forecast. Excessive runoff is going to cause flooding in rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations, according to the National Weather Service. Hopefully they don't have any DVD-sized hail up there. Low water crossings may be flooded. Area creeks and streams are running high and could flood with even more heavy rain. Well, let's take a Wheeler General Store break, because today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour, and more about Nathan and Charity coming up here in just a little bit. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom mats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
A Good afternoon to Jimmy, the great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 9th. 899 head were sold. Six head of steers at 381 brought 312. Five at 428 brought 316. Seven at 446 brought 282. Six at 520 brought 272. Eight at 614 brought 251. Five at 625 brought 250. 16 at 650 brought 220. Six head of heifers at 473 brought 258. Seven at 509 brought 243. Three at 522 brought 236. Five at 523 brought 240. 11 at 525 brought 248. Four at 665 brought 216. Eight at 844 brought 182. Butcher cows were 60 to 120. Butcher bulls brought 96 to 139. Bred cows were 650 to 1735. Pairs brought 1300 to 2600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Currently here on the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center, 74.5 degrees, humidity's at 64, the winds are out of the southwest, not too bad, just a little breeze there. So far in Elk City this month, 7.07 inches of rain. Pretty good for the month of June. All right, I've picked Canadian Texas out in the Texas Panhandle for your weather update out there. Currently at 77 degrees, the humidity is 52%, dew point's 58. The winds are out of the north at 8 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 17 miles an hour. 3.78 inches of rain in Canadian, Texas so far this month, and 8-inch soil temperature is 71 degrees. All right, let's get a market update, current market update. And everything is in the green, but I hate to say it, but cotton and lean hogs. Other than that, the market looks really good on everything. Corn July, 633 is up over 10. September is up over 18 at 588. And December is up over 17 at 592. Soybeans, crazy. They just keep getting crazy. July soybeans at 1463, up over 35 today. 1402 for August, over up over 33. And I got this little fly that's getting ready to go season's maker if he don't quit buzzing me here. And September is 1350, up over 41. Soybeans, soybean meal, up over 17 at 411.60 per short ton for July. August is 408.50. September is 404.80. Soybean oil is up a little over one, and that is at 59.58 for July, 58.67 for August, 58.15 for September. Hard red winter wheat today for July, 843, up 31. September, 840, up 31. Oats up over 2, both for July and September, and they're around 405 to 406. Cotton is, July is down to 80 cents, and October is down to 81 cents. I will tell you guys, I got to see Mr. SugarDaddy.com himself. Brian Silk this morning, he looks good. I'm glad to see he's out. I guess he'd been out a couple times already. It's the first time I got to see him. Anyway, he's still Brian Silk. How's that? I might feel sorry for him and take him fishing next week if he feels like going. We'll go catch some crappie somewhere. But anyway, he looks good. And I'm glad you're doing well. Live cattle for June, 177.87. August, 171.45. October, 175.12. December, 178.95. Feeder cattle, see what's going on there. August, 234.45. September's 237.65. October's 239.75, November's 241 even, and January of next year, 2024, is already at 240.35. And let me see what lean hogs, they were in the red here. Let me get back to it. Yeah, here we go. Actually, lean hogs for July are about even at 92.87. August, 89-72. It's down October 79-75. And it is down also. Okay, where is my email at? Hang on here a second. Sorry, folks. I lost my train of thought here. Let me get back to my emails here. There we go. I got it. A little slow today. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County, from animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies. They are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer there at the store. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a Hi-Pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and yes, even New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas, they look forward to serving you. Well, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, let's talk some more about cattle. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We will be an ag bank forever. There's just no way around it. Western Oklahoma, that's kind of a big deal around here. And we like to structure that stuff to where it fits your operation. You know, one size doesn't fit all. We're able to take what you need and have it fit you specifically. It helps guys with their cash flow. It gives them a little relief knowing they don't have to come up with a payment during the slow time of the year. They're not having to sell calves early to make a payment. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. We had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey. And honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town, because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of it.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Good afternoon once again to Jimmy's Great Stewards of the Land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 12th. 680 head were sold, 7 head of steers at 279, brought 380, 50, 8 at 389, brought 298, 6 at 447, brought 300, 22 at 507, brought 274, 7 at 594, brought 232, 54 at 810, brought 221, 50, 4 at 884, brought 196, 6 head of heifers at 372, brought 261, 4 at 463, brought 247, 3 at 615, brought 221, 7 at 640, brought 218, 8 at 686, brought 218, 34 at 839, brought 194, 7 at 909, brought 187. Butcher cows were 10 to 112. Butcher bulls brought 94 to 131. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat, so you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners.
This is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, welcome back here. Let me get to the weather. I was looking at a story and I didn't remember to do my job. All right, I'm going to pick the big town of Camargo if I can find it. There it is. All right. For your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle, currently at Camargo, it's 77 degrees. Dew points at 60, humidity's at 55, 24-hour rainfall, 0.63 inches in the last 24 hours. That is 630 one-thousandths of an inch, according to some people in Roger Mills County. Northeast, 5 miles an hour. Sunrise at 6:20. It's already up. Sunsets at 8:56 tonight. Today, mostly sunny, 84. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms in 88. Tomorrow evening, 30% chance of thunderstorms. Sunday, 88. Monday, 94. Tuesday, 94. And mostly sun. That's your forecast for Camargo, Oklahoma. Oh, awesome. Man, my garden took a major hit last night. And I'm sure a lot of people's gardens did. It's just sad. But anyway, I don't think it was destroyed, but it was... There's going to be a setback in tomatoes deliveries. Mr. Ronnie over there at Sarah, just a FYI, sorry. You know, I was growing these for you. So, anyway, it took a pretty good hit, so we'll see what's happening. And still, I brought this up the other day, and nobody texted in, and I really would like to hear some feedback because I've heard it a couple of different times now in the last few days, the same thing. But the text line is open, 580-225-9697. So Monday, after that rain, my garden, both of them, looked like they'd been hit with something. And when I say that, I don't mean this in a bad way. Chemical burns, they just look sad. There's just something after the rain made it look sick. Well, it wasn't until, what is today, Friday? So it wasn't until Wednesday evening did the plants start looking better again. And then you heard that deal, or you seen that deal on Channel 4 News out of Oklahoma City, where these people that had that commercial vegetable garden called the police to investigate because they thought somebody come in there and sprayed something or hit their garden. Well, I've heard two or three other different people in Beckham County and Roger Mills County that their gardens looked the same Monday. So I just curious if there was more people out there that's garden looked like that, or just a selected few, or if it's just all coincidental. Wonder what was in that rain. It's crazy. It just amazes me what's going on. Anyway, so if, yeah, feel like mentioning it, 225-9697. All right, up in the northern part of Oklahoma and the northeastern part of or north part of the Texas Panhandle, even Panhandle Oklahoma, cattle this week has been looking pretty good compared to last week. Steers are $2 to $4 higher, heifers are $4 to $6 higher. Steer and heifer calves were steady. Demand was good, and looks like from everywhere out there. So 4 to 5 range steers were bringing up to 311, 305 was their average in that area. 5 to 6 weights up to 286, 274 was average price. There was some unweaned ones bringing that weight 513, brought 269, and some 7 to 8 ranges, 233.60 was average prices on them. On some 803 weights, 223.20, which is, do the math, they did pretty good. 50, then there was some the 9 to 1,000 pounds were bringing 215. on the heifers up in the northern part of Oklahoma look like the 4 to 5 weights. We're bringing anywhere from, on average, 247 to 257. 5 to 6 range was bringing somewhere in there around 213 to 233. 6 to 7 weight heifers, 226, 226. Unweaned ones brought a dime less at 217. And there you go. Prices are still good as far as I'm concerned. We got her going on there. Okay. So, you guys, you know I like to mention barbecues about every other Friday. Well, today is that day. Well, Texas A&M actually has a class for barbecuing, for grilling. But with it being June and July, grilling's going on. That was one of the things I was talking to Brian Silk about this morning. He said he couldn't lift anything over 10 pounds, so I had a 9-pound brisket. I asked him if he'd cook it for me. And all this time since last year at Carter, when they had a cookout over there, I thought he was the chef to that family. Well, I'm wrong. He actually fessed up this morning and said that his wife had cooked those briskets that I bragged on last year on the radio. So I guess I'm going to have to call her now and figure out if she'll help me with the recipe to get my brisket cooked. So Brian's out, Sandra's in, all I can tell you. Anyway, back to Texas A&M, they do, they got a pit master's class, and it's crazy. So with grilling season in full swing, Texas A&M University pit master Ray Riley, an expert in all things barbecue, gives some pointers for the aspiring pit master like me. Just getting started, which I'm not just getting started, but I'm going to get a little more detail. Riley manages the Texas A&M University's Rosenthal, Meat Science and Technology Center, and teaches barbecue courses for students at every skill level, including Texas A&M uber popular barbecue summer camp. We always tell our students, as long as you know how to cook, you'll always have friends, and that's true. And I thought I had a friend with Brian, but I guess I'm glad I'm friends with his wife. So here's some tips and tricks that he's got for you guys. First things first, get a good thermometer. You need to accurately measure the temperature of your meat and your pit. With more experience, you'll tell by time and feel, but it's best to play it safe when starting out. Second thing, absorb information. Don't trust all sources, especially around Delhi, on how he cooked his brisket, because he didn't cook them. Anyway, used to, if you had a question, you had to call up an old friend or relative. These days, the internet has just about every answer you need. He recommends Aaron Franklin's books, The Best on Barbecuing, he says. Do not overthink your setup. You don't need chrome wheels. You don't need a chrome stack on your smoker and all this stuff. Just keep it simple. Something as simple and expensive as a small pit smoker can handle heat just fine. You don't need a pellet grill, whatever, or some big old pit on a truck trailer to make good barbecue. I wouldn't recommend a gas cooker. It doesn't give the flavor like wood or charcoal. Next thing, get high on the hog. Everyone wants to make brisket. Yes, but a good brisket is hard to master. Yes, making pulled pork out of a Boston shoulder is a lot simpler, and you can work your way up from there. So in other words, he's saying, start out with pork and don't be running good beef. That's what he's saying. Check your grades. A higher USDA grade means higher quality beef. But you don't always have to get USDA Prime. Whatever. Anyway, buy what you can and buy what you can afford. There you go. Prepare accordingly. Preparation depends on what you're making, but definitely get your pit up to temperature and burn until the heavy smoke clears before throwing in the meat. I did that one time, and I run a good brisket. I was ready to get it on there, and it was still smoking. The smoke was going, and It had all kinds of slimy crap on it. Go low and go slow. Some people prefer certain temperatures, but most of the time I recommend cooking at a nice low 250 degrees Fahrenheit and making you sure that you're no rush. Do not be in a rush to cook good meat. Practice patience. If you're constantly lifting the lid on your smoker, you're not cooking. Set a timer to check it every hour or so and watch TV. Read a book, do some chores, get on your phone, Facebook, cause trouble like me, or whatever you want to do. Anyway, quit lifting the lid on your smoker. And if anyone asks when the meat will be done, tell them it'll be done when it's ready. So there you got it. Anyway, I love barbecue stuff. So anyway, hope you guys wrote all that down. First thing first, thermometer. Absorb the information. Don't call Brian Silt. Call his wife about brisket, and don't overthink your setup. So there we go. Hey, I had a listener called in that wanted a set of tickets to the Sugar Creek Casino this weekend, and I actually have another set to give away to see Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray, the Roots and Boots Tour. Anyway, I have two sets of tickets to the first two people that text in with their name and tell me they love to barbecue, and you'll automatically get these tickets if you want to go. I know it's short notice, but what a better way to take your father of your children or your father to a great concert with Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray. So the first two people to text in their name and say, I love to barbecue, I'll let you have them. How's about that? So anyway, let's take a break. And when we come back, I'll do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for southwestern Oklahoma, eastern Texas Panhandle. And we're going to talk about you guys. I'm going to see if anybody has went over to the Hobart Farm and Garden and got their father or their kid's father a $2,500 gift card yet. I mean, it's going to take $2,500 to get out of there. No, it's not. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Boots. I have two flashlights, a spotlight and a flashlight, a Browning, both of them Browning brand that I've bought over there, and they're the best lights ever. I use that one for calving in the winter, and you just keep it plugged in. It's not battery. It's rechargeable. They're the best ever. But then we step up from the Browning flashlights to the Browning shotguns and rifles. Now we're talking. So anyway, we'll be right back after this Wheeler General Store break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Jenny from your local Big Deal Store. If you've never visited our website, you're missing out because we've partnered with some of the best local businesses in town. Dozens of gift certificates, all discounted, ready for you to buy today. Here are just a few of the businesses you'll find.
Keith's Butcher Shop, Big Splash Burgers, The Vogue Boutique, and more. Simply log on to KECOFM.com and look for the Route 66 Big Deals logo.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The wait is over. New Chevrolet GMC trucks and SUVs are sale priced at Doug Gray Chevrolet GMC in Elk City. With the best selection in years and more arriving daily, you can literally save thousands and still pick your favorite color. Come test drive the new models and see what all the excitement is about. Let us show you the Doug Gray difference, where we make it easy to buy a car. No games, no gimmicks, no dealer fees ever. It's a great time to trade. DougGrayMotors.com. Find new roads.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Chris Jansen live in concert. I can fix a drink. Saturday, July 1st at the Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. I'm getting them good vibes. Don't miss Chris Jansen at Sugar Creek Casino.
Baby, all I need is you.
Chris Jansen live.
But it can buy me a boat.
Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at SugarCreekCasino.com.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Rutrow inner mezzanette is not doing me any favors right now. Let me try this again. Change. Hobart. Okay. Well, that didn't work out very good. Let me try one other method of getting the weather up. Sorry, it just happened to me. Hobart's mezzanette's down. That's why. Okay, let's switch over to Altus, Oklahoma. That's close enough to Hobart. 82 degrees, feels like 84 at Altus. Dew point 64, humidity's 55. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. North-northeast winds at 10 miles an hour with the wind gusts up to 16. Sunset at 8:52 tonight. Mostly sunny and 90 today. 20% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow and 94 tomorrow evening. 30% chance. Sunday, 94. Monday, hot, 102. Tuesday, same, 101. Summer is arrived, everybody, and we all know it. Hey, coming up next week, I need to mention this for you, is on the 20th at Canyon, Texas, at the VFW, join the Ag Defense Risk Management for a complimentary ribeye steak. And talk about production risk for livestock, rainfall, the livestock gross margin, the LGM that is, and the livestock risk protection, the LRP. That's coming up at Canyon, Texas on the 20th. The next day, the 21st, 6:30 also. Everything's 6:30 except for one coming up at Hollis, and that's noon. We'll talk about that later next week at Pampa, Texas at the Arbor. 6:30, same thing. Join Ag Defense Risk Management for a free ribeye dinner, steak dinner. And then coming up on the 22nd in Duncan, Oklahoma at 6:30 at the Red River Tech Center. Duncan, Oklahoma, same thing. Join the Ag Defense Risk Management for a free ribeye dinner. How about that? Can't miss that, can you? All right, let's see what else is coming up. Walmart. Is in the back in the news, if you haven't seen it on some of your emails in the last 24 hours. Walmart has announced it is building its first ever fully owned and operated case-ready beef facility in Olathe, Kansas. The retailer will invest $257 million in the plant and will process Angus cuts supplied by Sustainable Beef LLC into case-ready beef products such as steaks, roasts, to be sold in Walmart stores across the Midwest. Set to break ground later this year, the facility will create 667 new permanent jobs once it opens in the year 2025. Technology advances and food supply chain continues to reshape the industry. Walmart's innovative new facility further solidifies Kansas' position as one of the nation's top food and agriculture states. I want to say steaks, but anyway, I did say steaks. But anyway, states, said Governor Laura Kelly. The opening of the 330,000 square foot facility will further Walmart's effort in creating an end-to-end supply chain for high-quality Angus beef while increasing transparency and capacity supply chain to deliver high-quality products for its customers in the Midwest. Walmart first announced its ambitions to create an end-to-end supply chain for Angus beef in 2019 and has made numerous strides since then. With the opening of Case Ready Beef Facility in 2020 and its investment long-term commercial agreement in Sustainable Beef LLC last year. Walmart customers' shopping habits have evolved over recent years, and more customers are seeking greater transparency in supply chain and high-quality offerings available at an affordable prices. This case-ready facility will increase needed capacity in the beef industry and allow Walmart to keep up with the customer demand. At Walmart, enhancing quality is integral to all we innovate, said Walmart Senior Vice President of Deli Meat and Seafood, David Baskin. Once open, our case-ready beef facility in Olathe will mark an important step next in our journey to create an end-to-end Angus beef supply chain, ensuring our customers have access to high-quality beefs that they expect at everyday low prices that they rely on. Super, because you know what I think about this? This Angus beef deal is awesome because they're not getting it from you-know-where down south to here across the Gulf Ocean here. So that's one thing. No, I don't like self-serve. Check your stuff out yourself. I don't like that. I hate it. I'm sorry. I do. And I realize that labor problems have caused some of this. But I just don't know where all these people are working at that went to work before the COVID, and now we got all these issues going on. So I understand that. But what's crazy is I lived close to Olathe for 19 years. I lived in Shawnee, and Walmart is super set up in that area. And when I say that, what I mean is they have the place where they store stuff and big all these trucks coming, going and delivering to all these stores in the Midwest, and then they're doing this, and they got another facility they've built down in there that just shows you that Kansas City is the hub of the United States, being right there in the center of that, and just means more jobs. It's better for the economy. We need to get something like that in Oklahoma. That's what we need. So anyway, congratulations to Walmart for sticking with the Angus beef. We'll go with that. Okay, also coming up in July, not too far away, less than a month away, actually, you guys need to get a hold of Sherry Dameron. And you need, it doesn't matter if you live in Woodward, Hollis, Pampa, Beaver, Goodwell, anywhere in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and bring a cool piece of tractor equipment or something to do with agriculture and join the parade at the Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival. And the parade is on Saturday, and I can't remember the time, but it's Saturday morning. And then you'll go out for the festivities out there in the park all day until they close it down for the Wild Plum Fest. But anyway, if you're interested in getting something into the parade, please call Miss Sherry Dameron at 580-374-2845. The bigger the parade, the more fun it is. So anyway, Sherry Dameron, 580-374-2845. You local 4-H groups, FFA, Boy Scouts, whatever. build a float and bring it to the parade. It's really fun. And we might have Sherry come on here in a couple weeks. She was busy combining last one. She couldn't come on, but it's all right. We want that parade to be huge. So, and again, 374-2845 to enter the parade. It's called Miss Sherry Dameron. Okay, let's see what else is going on here. Yeah, I got time for this one. Okay, just how bad can a farm transition go? Four lessons learned. And I'm going to cut through some of this story, but it's very interesting. Ron Roble spent the first 26 years of his life expecting to return to his fifth-generation family ranch in Wyoming. When his father passed and it came time to put a pen and paper to it, and the farm transition negotiations wasn't as easy as Ron thought they'd be, nor his family even imagined. Now a successful crop farmer and author, Ron shares transition planning to lessons learned through writing, public speaking, and podcast. Here's the latest advice he shared on one of his podcasts, the called Farming the Countryside. Have the hard conversation now. Don't wait till you get into bad health with your kids to do this. Have it now. His operation goes back five generations. With that, the farm buy-sell agreement included a clause that stated only men can inherit shares of the farm. As you might imagine, this led to fractured ties with one of the farm's partners who had only a daughter. While the operators would share discussions about buy-sell agreements, estate plans, blah, 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 and trust and business meeting, Ron said the conversations never included talk about the partner not having a son, despite them knowing about that clause. A lot of times we're fooling ourselves and thinking we have a plan in place without thoroughly thinking it through with a plan that might actually mean, what that plan might actually mean for the next generation. The issue only became worse when his father suddenly passed from a heart attack and he found himself lodged between more buy-sell clauses. I was in line to inherit my grandfather's share before my dad died. Because my dad died before my grandfather, I'm not my grandfather's son, so I couldn't inherit his share. Two clause words completely changed the course of our family business forever. While Ron's situation might be unique, he says there's a greater lesson for farm families. If we don't have hard conversations while we're alive, those harder conversations will be transferred to the next generation and become even harder. Have the right conversations now, not just any conversation, the right ones. The traditional approach to transition plan often looks like getting in contact with an attorney. He said, that's the first step, and it's a good one. There should be plenty of other irons in the fire. Transition planning is bigger and an attorney or accountant can figure out because the dynamics of the production world, ag, and families are constantly changing. We need to focus on bringing a team of people together instead of just one person. An attorney and an accountant should be part of that team, according to him, but he also suggests a life coach, an ag consultant, and a mediator. If we bring in a non-threatening third party to help ask questions and get great information back to the family, then we are a team and teamwork that ensures the best fit possible for all circumstances. Last but not least, lay out that information. No matter what somebody's occupation or retirement in general is a goal that comes up in a conversation more often than the finish line approaches. But how often is spelled out? Not very often, according to Ron. Unless we put something on paper and really take a long, hard look at the numbers to see if they actually work or not, what kind of transition plan is that? Do you know what someone truly means by retire until they spell it out? Not generally on the farm, he says. He says the same dialogue should surround the next steps in a business plan, including risk management, financial planning, and diversification. There you go. Hey, and he says also, don't forget your spouse and kids. While farm kids raised in the industry and chose the ropes are shown the ropes of the family operation, he says one returning home are sometimes sheltered from those kind of parts of the farm that they need to know unless a catastrophic event happens, like when his father died. So there you have it. Well, hope everybody has a great weekend, and get out there and let's get back to combining wheat here in the next day or two. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.